And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, relax in your seat, and take a deep healing breath. Hold it for a few seconds, and as you exhale, just let go. Let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present to this now moment. Release any worries, fears, judgments, or thoughts of less than. These are not the truth of your being. Just let them go. Continue breathing in, breathing out, knowing, with a deep inner knowing, that every breath you take is holy, every breath you take is divine. And as your body relaxes and your mind clears, you are calm and at peace. Eckhart Tolle wrote, "I cannot tell you any spiritual truth that deep within you don't already know." The truth is that right here, right now, you are whole and complete at the core of your being. Surely, the presence of the Lord is in this place. And this place is the I Am, the eternal I Am. You are a glorious, complex collection of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects that come to life as you. You are an individualized expression of the divine. No matter what you are experiencing on this relative plane, you have within all the powers of the Christ. You can overcome. You can succeed. You can be healed when you believe in the truth of your being. When you believe in your own divinity, when you bless it and act from the reality of it, all things are possible. Christ in you, Christ in you is your hope of glory. And so, in this consciousness, I invite you now to bring to your mind's eye a situation that might seem impossible to you in your human consciousness. It might be a healing need, a prosperity challenge, a relationship issue, a global situation. Now, in the light of spiritual understanding, touch the power within and awaken to all the gifts of your divine inheritance. Awaken to faith. Awaken to love. Awaken to wisdom. Awaken to power, will, and imagination. Visualize the seemingly impossible situation coming to a right and perfect outcome. See it now with your spiritual vision. Do this now for a few moments in the silence. Jesus the Christ told us that we are in the world, but not of the world. We are on this earth, in this earth, to be all that we can imagine God to be. We are able, we are willing. We set the intention this day to walk in our truth, to let our light shine for all those who might be in the appearance of darkness. We are here to serve, we are here to love, we are here to be the Christ. And so it is, and so we joyfully allow it to be. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you. And now we'll end our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,